we start with the question. Start
at the end. At the end, yeah.
We're going to start with the question?
No, I'll do that.
Good morning. Shayach, it's always a zechus to be part of this beautiful program. And it's always my zechus to thank Rabbi Robert Shur, who does so much for the yeshiva, coordinating so much about this Torah. Any program that has his hand stamp on it, it's a zechus of mine to be involved in. Today's the big day. Erev Rosh Hashanah. The last day for some of short slichos. But a day that we keep in mind that tomorrow we usher in Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, the day that we coronate God as King over the Jewish people and King over the universe. The Rambam uses two very interesting languages when he talks about the commandment, the imperative to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam tells us, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. Be'echad b'tishrei. Makes sense. That's the day. The first of Tishrei is the day we have the requirement to blow the shofar. But the Rambam elsewhere also says there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Which one is it? Is it Echad b'tishrei? Is that the precise language the Rambam prefers? Or is it Rosh Hashanah? Whichever the language the Rambam should use, should be used unilaterally. Why does the Rambam pick one language of Echad Tishrei and elsewhere talk about Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Soloveitchik, in one of his drushos, quoted in the Sefer Yemei Zikaron, suggests that the Litvisha approach, the din, is that you don't say the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, but Echad Tishrei. You have a chiyuv to blow the shofar on that day in the Jewish calendar. However, if a person just says, I'm going to shul, I'm going to do the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar today, because today is the first day of Tishrei and God told me to do so, one might be in fulfillment of the basic requirement, but one doesn't grasp the beauty of the day. If one's only blowing the shofar be'echad b'tishrei and not b'Rosh Hashanah, today's the day we coronate the king, today's the first day of Aseres Me'etshuva that we do Teshuvah, today's the first day that we make ourselves better people than ever, then yes, he might have done the halacha Kipshuto, but he didn't really fulfill the requirement. We have both the nature of Echad B'Tishrei, the mitzvah, and the creation that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah, the day which is encompassing God's kingship and is encompassed by the Teruah. What better way then to usher in Rosh Hashanah as we talk about the halachos of Yom Teruah, what it means to blow the Teruah, what it means to be a blow with Tia, what it means to blow with Shvarim. And our point to begin with, as usual, is the Torah. What better place to start about Yom Teruah than the Torah, in Source 1, the Torah says, Chodesh Hashvi, Be'echad L'Chodesh, Mikra Chodesh Yolechem, Chomechus Abadu L'Osasu, on the seventh month, Tishrei, the first day, is of course Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah describes, as Rabbi Soloveitchik explains, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah, the day that the Teruah is blown. Yom Teruah Yelechem. Skipping in Source 2 for a minute, in Source 3 says the Gemara, we know you have to blow a Teruah, but Minayin Shiva Shofar. How do we know that there's a requirement to blow the Shofar specifically? Teruah doesn't tell us what it means. Maybe Teruah means you use a trombone. What does a Teruah specifically mean? Says the Gemara in the bold, in 3, Minayin the Shofar. And the Torah says, because it says, Vavarta Shofar Teruah. Where is that? Vavarta Shofar Teruah. Nowhere in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah does it say Vavarta Shofar Teruah. Where is Vavarta Shofar Teruah? That's said by Yovel, Source 2. Vavarta Shofar Teruah b'chodesh ha'shvi b'esor l'chodesh, the 10th of the month. When do we blow the 10th of the month? Of course, nowadays we blow it at the end of Yom Kippur. But halachically, when do we blow the shofar on the 10th of the month, as we do on Rosh Hashanah many, many times? Once in Yovel. Once every 50 years. The Pasuk says, nowhere but Rosh Hashanah, but as far as Yovel it says, in Source 2, Vavarta Shofar Teruah. Says the Gemara, very nice. It says, Shofar Teruah, which tells us that Teruah is a shofar, but perhaps that's the Yovel Teruah. For Yovel we blow with a shofar. Skipping to the bold in verse 3. Rosh Hashanah Minayim. How do we still know that the trua that the Torah describes as far as Rosh Hashanah is not a trombone, not a piano? How do we know that it's we compare Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? It says Gemara, look carefully at the language in source 2. Vavarta shofar trua, you should blow the shofar trua when? B'chodesh HaShvi. It doesn't say on Yom Kippur. It could have said Yom HaKippurim. Rather refers to the seventh month, which of course is Tishrei. Says the Gemara, Tamanor b'chodesh HaShvi refers to the entire seventh month. The Gemara says it's really by the comparison of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel that we know that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the trua, is really shofar. Nowhere in Rosh Hashanah does it say you have to blow the shofar. It's only from Yovel that we learn it. Now the Gemara continues, trying to figure out something else that we didn't know about Rosh Hashanah. As far as the pasuk in source 1, how does the Torah describe Rosh Hashanah? Yom Teruah. Which would mean the middle blasts are required to be blown in Rosh Hashanah. Minayin, we're doing only the bowls in source 3. Shepshuto lefaneha. How do we know a simple sounds? What we call, of course, a tetia has to be beforehand. And the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, Vayovel again, Vavarta shofar. Shofar, the Gemara refers to trua. Shofar is the main blowing. But the word shofar is preceded by Vavarta. You should blow the shofar. Since it says you should blow the shofar, the Gemara, we would not have understood this way ourselves. But with the gift of Torah Shel Peh, Chazal said, that's a hint. Vavarta shofar, before the word shofar, which means the trua, have another blowing, which is the tchia. Says the Gemara, Minayin Shepshuta V'Achareha. How do we know you need to have a tchia afterwards as well? Says the Gemara, it says in the same pasuk, source 2, Vayovel, Taviru Shofar. Taviru Shofar again. Since it says Vavarta Shofar and Vavarta Shofar Trua, Taviru Shofar, both times it seems to hint that the Shofar itself is not enough. We have to have a tchia before and a tchia after. The Gemara then says, of course, all these clues are by Yovel, but since we talk about Rosh Hashanah's Chodesh HaShvi'i and Yovel's Chodesh HaShvi'i, we compare all them together. So the halacha is, we should be able to see this soon, Be'ezus Hashem, that the exact same Tia Shvarim that we do, Trua Tia, the exact same Shemoneh Esrei we're going to do in 2 days from now, Be'ezus Hashem, for Musaf, Malchios, Sechonos, and Shofros, was done once every 50 years on Yovel. So we learn from all those halachas of Yovel back to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, so far, all that we see is that a person has to blow how many sounds? Three. Tchia, Trua, Tchia. Says the Gemara, the second to last line in source 3, Minayin, L'shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. How do I know to have three groups? Shalosh, Shalosh is confusing. It means three groups of three. Three groups, each of three, which would total, of course, nine. How do we know we need to have three times that? Tamilomar, Bavarta Shofar Trua, Shabbosan Zichron Trua, Yom Trua Yelechem. The Gemara again, with the gift of Torah Shebal Peh, we would not have understood this from Torah Shebachsav, says the word Trua three times. Trua, Trua, Trua tells us we need to have the shofar blown in three sets of three. So in reality, we need three Truos. Since we need three Truos, of course, that means we need nine, because each Trua needs to have a Pshuta Lefaneha, a Pshuta Lachreya, a Tzviya before it, and it's Tia after it. That's what we passed in source 4. The Mishnah says, Seidus Tios, Shalosh, Shal Shalosh, Shalosh. There are three Tios, three sets of Tios we need. Each has to have three, for the total, according to the Mishnah, of nine blowings of the shofar. So until the days of the Mishnah, from the days of the Torah till the days of the Mishnah, it seems, every person was Yosei with only nine blasts of the shofar. Six tchios to accompany the three truos that were between them. Yet, the Gemara in source 5 makes things a little bit more complex. Says the Gemara, Shir teruah tishalosh yavavos. A truah needs to be three yavavos. Yavavos is a very short sound. So the truah has to be three very short sounds. Then the Gemara says in source 5, Yehatanya, didn't we learn Shir Trua Tishlosha Shvarim? That the Trua should be 3 Shvarim? Meaning, when the Torah uses the word Teruah, according to the first opinion in source 5, the Gemara in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Teruah refers to 3 short sounds. Do, do, do. According to the second opinion, it refers to 3 medium sounds. What we call Shvarim. Do, do, do. So, the Gemara says, come again? What is a Teruah? Is a Teruah short sounds or a Teruah medium sounds? And the Gemara answers in a very famous Masrana, in the bold at the end of Source 5, Amidim Amid Beis, Mar Savar Gnuche Ganach, Umar Savar Yululi Yalil. It's a Machlokes. Based on various drushos, we learn that the shofar is to mimic the cry. Shofar mimics crying, right? Brandon Rez Hashem will discuss later, specifically the function of the mother of Sisera in this cheshbon. But for our intents and purposes, the shofar perhaps mimic any cry. Yet we're not sure. Sometimes people cry in groans. Sometimes they cry hysterically. So we're not sure which person crying or imitating. Is the trua that needs to be crying a very short sound of what we call trua? Or is the trua in the Torah what we would call a shvarim? It sounds like the Gemara in Source 5 is quoting 2 opposing opinions. Furthermore, in Source 6, the Gemara on the Aflamidim on the days quotes another opinion. Istin Rabbi Abo, B'Kesari, Rabbi Abo made the following Zera. Said Rabbi Abo, wherever you are, Jewish people, I now mandate the following shofar blasts on Rosh Hashanah. Tia, Shalosh Shvarim, Teruah, Tetiah. One should blow a Tetiah, 3 Shvarim, then a Teruah, then a Tetiah. What we, of course, call Tashrat. And the Gemara says, Mesafdule, Idnuche Donach, Iluyor. Rav Avo said, we're not sure if it's supposed to be a short groan or a very short cry. Therefore, he instituted both. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Avoh was not taking away the Machlokas in Source 5. Is it a Shvarim alone or a Teruah alone? Rabbi Avoh merely added. So based upon Source 5 and Source 6, the Gemara and the Aflama Gimel in Rosh Hashanah, we now have 3 different shofar blowings. According to 2 Mishnayos, or Brisos, in Source 5, the Hatanya, those are Brisos or Mishnayos, we have Teruah, what we call Teruah, or what we call Shvarim. Rivo then says, do both. Which seems to correlate with what we have in every shul across the world. Tia, Shvarim, Tia, Tia, Teruah, Tia, and Tia, Shvarim, Teruah, Tia. Based upon these sources, the sources you have in front of you, do you think any opinion agrees with another opinion, or are they arguing? Sounds like there's 3 different opinions. We're just not sure which one is right. Therefore, we do all 3. That's the standard approach. Many people learn this in grade school. The Torah talks about the word trua. We don't know what trua means. Some say it means shvarim. Some say it means what we call trua. Some say it means both. So we do all 3. Very common approach to tia, shvarim, tia. Tia, trua, tia. However, in the elementary schools back in Bavel, where Rav Haigon might have been headmaster, not only in elementary schools, in the yeshivas of the Gaonim, Rav Haigon has a very different approach. We might say a more Rosh Hashanah approach, a more Shalom al Yisrael approach, but an approach which says that none of these opinions are arguing with each other. Rather, says Rav Haigon, quoted in the Rush, but it's not only the Rush, Rav Haigon is quoted by many Rishonim. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Source 7, Kasa Rav Hai B'tshuva, Rav Hai is one of the last of the Gaonim. This is approximately around the year 1000 of the Common Era. Very, very early. Says Rav Hai Gaon, Al Tachshuvu, don't think for 1 second. Ki Nafa B'mei Rabbi Yavo, Safek B'davar Zeh. Don't think that people weren't sure what to vote for Teruah. Should it be Truah? Should it be Shvarim? Should it be Shvarim Truah? Never was a suffix. Says Rav Hai, Shvarim Mishnayos Tridumos. We had two different brisos. We saw those brisos in Source 5, or Mishnayos. Achas Omeres Shosh Yuvavos. Vachas Omeres Shosh Shvarim. One of the Tanayic works said to blow Shvarim. The other one of the Tanayic works said to blow a Truah. So it's hard to say, in the days of the Mishnah, days of the Tanoim, they didn't know what to blow already? Just add to Rav Hai Gond. It makes a lot of sense. We know that often Mishnayos were prone to being forgotten. That's why we had to write down the Mishnah, eventually write down the Gemara. But imagine, the sound of the shofar is so dear to every child. I went to my children go to Breuers. I went to my children in nursery and kindergarten to blow the shofar for them. And my kids came home from nursery and kindergarten knowing this is the Shvarim, this is the Truah, this is the Shvarim Truah. So how could it be that all of a sudden the Jews just didn't know what to blow the Truah meant? If from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the contemporary times in the Mishnah, Jews were blowing shofar every single year, and elementary school kids knew what to blow, preschool kids know what to blow, all of a sudden they just weren't sure what Truah meant? It's hard to imagine. We can definitely understand the veracity of Rav Hai's pshat. Says Rav Hai Dron. Rather, it was never a suffix, never a machokas. V'kach haya, we're now in the bold on the second line of Sur 7. Kach haya davar miyamim kadmonim. This was the way it was from many, many years ago. Minog l'chol Yisrael. The customs varied throughout the Jewish people. Mehem osim teruah yivavos kalos. Some of them made a teruah out of very short sounds, what we call teruah. Some of them made very hard groans. Shehein Shvarim. Says Rav Hai Gaon, what beautiful words. Elu the Elu, Yotzin Yidei Chavasam. Whether you blew just Shvarim or just Truah, you fulfilled your requirement. Rather, they just had different menhagim, different customs. So, example, let's say a person lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was, for example, they blew Shvarim. Then he came to America. In America, everyone blew Truah. He davened in shul, and all he heard was Tiyah, Truah to Tiyah. Was that man in America Yotzei his Chiyuv? Yes. The minhag was, some places understood it to be a Shvarim, and other places thought it to be a Truah. But Eilu v'Eilu, Yotzei Nidei Chavasim. If so, you might ask, so what was Source 6? Why did Rabbi Lo have to come and mucha with it? Why do you have to say, oh no, let's make everyone have Shvarim, Truah as well? If Shvarim was good, and Truah was good, it's a big deal. Davenos of Sfarad, you're okay. Davenos of Ashkenaz, you're okay. Why do we need to have two different takanos? Why do we have to have the third thing of Rabbi Avo to make things more complicated? Everyone's yotze either way. Says Rabbi Hai. Rabbi Avo wanted Achdus. Achdus. What a beautiful theme. We had yesterday in the parasha, Tamni Tzavayim, Hayom Kulchem, everyone stands in front of God, Rasheichem, Shuteichem, the higher echelons of society, what we would call, perhaps erroneously, the lower echelons of society. Says Rabbi Avohu, Achdus is always good. Kshibar Rabbi Avohu, Ra'al Esakin Takana, he saw fit to make a Takana, Shiuto Yisrael Osin Masa Echad. It's not good to have Nusach Sfard, Nusach Edut HaMizrach, Nusach Ashnaz. Says Rav Hai, for shofar, everyone should do Masa Echad. The same thing. V'lo yeh b'neihem dover shel hadyotos near Tichaluka. It shouldn't be something that the Hamonam, the uneducated, would think, oh, in my shul, we do it the right way. Where I come from, in the old home, the Altahim, we did just Truah. You know, you have this new approach, you just do Shvarim. Rabbi Avohu said, everyone should think they're doing the right thing. Everyone should do one approach everywhere. But is Rabbi Avohu really changing Hilchos Shofar? No. In Hilchos Shofar, you yotze whatever you did. He was more halach than Hilchos Achdus. He wanted the Jewish people to do everything the same way. You might ask, if that's true, why do you have three? You should have, everyone should do Tashad and Tarat. Everyone should say, let's just do Shvarim and Truah, we'll intersperse those two. If you add another monkey wrench in, you're making it more complex rather than easier. That's a question that the Ramban discusses, the Ramban in the Machamos, the back on the Rift discusses that. He doesn't have an answer, but perhaps we're going to see one suggestion as to why Rabbi Boa had to add another Takana. If he was trying to make Achtos, one would imagine that this is an Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, I think they had a problem when they first had the Chayalim davening in the government, in the Tzava. The government wasn't sure, what could we do? We can't have a Nusach Sfarad person davening for the Yomud, because then the Ashkenazim, Nusach Ashkenaz people will feel upset. We can't have Nusach Sfarad, the Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad will feel upset. They developed what might be good according to everyone, or might be good according to no one, what they call Nusach Achid. So Achid's supposed to take the highlights of everyone else. Some say it's not correct. Rosh Hashanah always says, they say in Yiddish folklore, everyone has idiosyncrasies. If you take everyone's idiosyncrasies, that makes him to Meshuggana. So you have to know, with every situation, do we make things unilateral and say you're going to lose the beauty of each person's own situation, or say no, you have to combine it. But it seems like the Baal Amar says, the Ramban says, Rabbi Bo, fine, you want to put Shvarim and Shvur together, what do you need Shvarim and Shvur for? So we'll see, Bez Hashem, one suggestion perhaps, based upon Source 9, the words of the Ritzvah. This Rav Haigon is not well known, although the Rishonim quote it. It's not the opinion we usually opine. We usually maintain there's a machlokas, three opinions as to what a trua was. Rav Haigon again says, yes, yes, yes. They're all good. However, the opinion we're more familiar with seems to be that of the Rambam. And as you read the Rambam in Source 8 with me, please see what you think the pshat in the Rambam is. Does the Rambam hold the Rav Haidon that there was Shalom al Yisrael, the only reason to make three was for Achtos, or not? Says the Rambam, Trua Zuha Mubatara, the Trua that we have, Nistapik Lanu Safik. We had uncertainties with the Orech Hashanim, Rov HaGolios, because you can imagine the Rambam, oh, he's fetching when he writes this, because of the many years and the terrible Golos we've been through. Says the Rambam, even the precious Trua, Ein anu yodin heichu. We don't know what it should be. Im hu ayalova shemiyavin hanashim, ben yasan eith shemiyavin. Is it the cry that women cry when they're really crying? Oh, trua. Oh, anacha, the groan. K'der she'enech ha'adam pam achar pam, k'sheyidad rivo midavar dodol. Hoidei, hoidei. Is that the groan that we call Shvarim? Says the Rambam, we weren't sure. It says the Rambam, oh! Shneim Yachad. Or was it perhaps the third one? It says the Rambam, Lefichach Anu Osin Hakol. That's what we do, all three. We weren't sure if it was A, B, or C. Not like Rabbi Boa said, multiple choice, whichever one you picked was going to be okay. Rather, we weren't sure if it's only Shvarim, only Trua, or only Shvarim Trua. And therefore, we have to do all of them. But according to the Rambam, if a person would be only to do Shvarim for his blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah, would he be Yotze the Mitzvah? 33% chance, yes. We're not sure. That's not a very good odds, especially in Rosh Hashanah, to have a 33% chance of Yotze the Mitzvah. Rambam says all three are Safek. We presume if A, not B and C, if B not A and C, and if C not A and B, we're not sure, we do all three. And that's the prevalent approach that we usually take, although by far not the approach that everyone maintains. Rav Haidon was before the Rambam. Rav Haidon said it was really a option as opposed to a mandate. But Rabbi Yavo, according to the Rambam, is telling us that it's a mandate, we're not sure which one it is. This is in the Beis Medrash. Haidon says one approach, everyone agreed. The Rambam says they disagreed. But in the days of the Rishonim, in the shuls, whether you were a Rambam person or a Rav Haidon person, you had to witness something strange. Because in the shuls, the Rishonim record, both the Ritzvah we're going to see in a minute, as well as the Tosfos and the Famadim and Vez and Rosh Hashanah, all the Rishonim record, the minhag in the days of the Rishonim, across the board, was to blow three types of blowings, one for Malchios, one for Zichronos, and one for Shofros, as we do. Yet, for each one of those brachos in Shemone Esrei, they blew a different set. For example, for Malchios, they would blow just Tkiah, Shvarim Tichiyah. Several times. For Zichronos, just Tichiyah. Teruah Tichiyah. And for Shofros, just Tichiyah Shvarim Tichiyah. Everyone saw that. The Rambam saw it with his own eyes, it would seem. Because everyone saw that was the custom across the board in the days of the Rishonim, they did in shuls. Which approach, that of Rav Haidon or that of the Rambam, does that seem to highlight as correct? Rav Haidon, I'm sure Rav Haidon. How can it be that we know there's a chiyuv that according to Rashi is the Araisa, not just that it's Tchiyas Shofar, but that it's Tchiyas Aseder Brachos. That Tchiyas Shofar, Machios accompanied with blowing the shofar, Zichronos with blowing the shofar, and Shofros with blowing the shofar. But imagine, in the days of the Rishonim, for Malchios, they blew just one type. For Zichronos, another type. And for Shofros, a third type. According to the Rambam, that says each one doesn't agree, that means for each one of the blowings, you had 60% chance you were not fulfilling your chiyuv. Did you blow Shofar for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? Yes. But halachically, which one is correct? Malchios, Zichronos, or Shofros? But not all three. Says the Ritzvah in Source 9, I believe that that points to the halacha, but Rav Haidon says it. Source 9, Mizeh HaTam, B'tchios, Sheal Seder HaTfilah, the tchios that we blow from Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros during Musaf, Ein Osim B'chol Achas Mehen, Ela Echad Men HaSimonim. We only do one of the three, Shrayim, Truah, or Shvarim Teruah. Because says the Ritva, in our heart of hearts, do we think that each one precludes the other? No. Rav Haidon is right. You could do Shvarim, you could do a Teruah, or Shvarim Teruah. So we have all three, because all three could be correct. As opposed to the Rambam's in trouble. If the Rambam says that each one does not maintain the other is correct, how can we deprive ourselves during Pras Malchios and Zichronos of the right bracha, of the right tchiyah, if we only do it by Shofros? Says Ritva, clearly the Rambam is wrong. This is proof positive for Rav Haidon. Rav Haidon says each one is valid, Shvarim, Truah, or Shvarim, Truah, and the Tuf Tam Vadas, according to that we can understand very well why it is that for Shvarim we do one, for Malchios we do one, for Zichronos we do another one, and for Shofros we do the third. Each one really is okay. And the result continues. But why? Why do we intersperse them? People can get confused. Is it Shvarim time? Is it a Teruah time? Is it a Shvarim Teruah time? Why not have one if you think they're all correct? It says the Ritva in the end of Source 9. V'gam kleishisbarer mitoch kach shekuon emes. We specifically intersperse them. We specifically have one bracha with one type, another bracha with another type, and a third bracha with another type, to prove that they're all correct. This way, you have to say they're all correct, because would a person deprive himself of the right way of blowing the shofar? Clearly not. Says Ritva, not only is this a proof that they're all correct, the very reason that we have Machios with one, shofars with another, shofars with another, is that everyone realizes they're all correct. And perhaps according to this line in the Ritva, to prove to everyone they're all correct, we understand the answer to the Ramban in the Muhammad that we asked before. The Ramban says, Ribbo, famous quote, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I understand you want to make everyone do Shvarim and Teruah, but why do Shvarim and Teruah? Why invent a new toll? Perhaps Ribbo wants to make sure everyone realizes that every single toll is valid. Shvarim is valid, Teruah is valid, put them together, they're all valid. They're not a hefsek. You can do a Shvarim, you can do a Teruah. They're both the same because they're both valid. So Rivo didn't want to only have one for Malchios, one for Zichronos. Even in Shofros, even in the same bracha, do a Shvarim and a Teruah to prove they're both valid. Perhaps that's the answer to the Ramban's question on the Rav Haidon. You're right. To be yod to the mitzvah, all we needed to do was Shvarim or Teruah. For Achdus, we could have made Shvarim and Teruah throughout the davening. But for Super Achdus, So even the uneducated people realize that each one is true. We even put icing on the cake, Shvarim and Truah together, to show that each form is valid. None of them are a hefsek between the other ones, but they're all valid ways of fulfilling the Shofar Mitzvah. However, this would be very good. Imagine the Rav Haidon, the Ritzva, going to Shul and seeing Malchios of one type, Zichronos of another type, and Shofars of a third type. That would make the Ritzva and Rav Haidon say, Gevaldik, I'm correct. But what did the Rambam do? The Rambam said that if you hold Shofars are correct, then if you hold that Shvarim is correct, Truah is not correct. If you hold Shvarim or Truah might be correct, certainly Shvarim Truah is not correct. Each one disagreed. Yet, in the days of the Rishonim saw, splitting up Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros to three different types of blowings. How? If each one has only a 33% chance that you're correct, the best odds would be, if you want to keep each one having one, perhaps do one for all three. Then at least maybe you're correct. But if you do Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, each one having a different type of blowing, did you do anything correct? Clearly there's nothing that you did correctly, because each one precludes the other. The Rambam does not discuss it anywhere. But luckily, the Baal Yatosfos, who perhaps never met the Rambam, opined as the Rambam did as well. The Baal Yatosfos maintain, not like Rav Haidon, that each of the three opinions really is arguing with each other. Shvarim, or Truah, or Shvarim Truah. And then they're bothered. But how come in our shuls, we split up Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros into three different types of blowing? Instead, the Baal Yatosfos, in the last source on the first page, source 10, two different approaches. We know, those that learn Gemara and Tosfos in general, know that perhaps among the Baal Yatosfos, the biggest maverick, the person who had, as we say in Yiddish, greater plaitzus, more than any other Baal Yatosfos, was the one who's quoted the most often in Tosfos, Birnatam. Birnatam, one of the fathers of the Tosfos yeshivas in general, often saw Dirsaos. In the days of the Rishonim, the Dirsaos were very few and far between. They were very few to Sveyad. In fact, we cry on Tisha B'Av in the Tina Sha'ali Srufa Ba'esh, written by the Maram Rutenberg, for the 24 cartloads of Sfarim that were burned right behind the Louvre in Paris. And one has to ask oneself if Nebuch, Rachman al-Tan, a person would go to the Y.U. library and take even half the fifth floor, which was at Ev Judaica, and burn it. It would be a tragedy. There's some unique things that you can't replace that are there. Would that be something to be remembered for Doros, Dori Doros until this time, for 800 years approximately, that they burned the Svarim? Hard to imagine that. But obviously, in the days of the Rishonim, every Gemara, every Tosfos was precious. And every Gemara that was burned, perhaps had a unique Yirsa that none of the Gemaras that were around at that time had. Every volume was precious. We have many, many Svarim, when you were in Tosfos often, if you don't know what Tosfos means, you look at what they call the parallel Baal Yatosfos. For example, Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Ben Peretz, other versions of Tosfos that came from the same schools, which shed light sometimes on Tosfos. But for every one of the parallel Baal Yatosfos that we have, Nebuch, in those 24 cartloads, we lost some as well. So in the days of the Rishonim, the Girsa, the concept of having one specific Nusach in the Gemara, was a very hard thing to find. Every Gemara was precious because sometimes they had variant Nuschos. But often if there was one Nusach and another Nusach, and a Tam stood up and said, this Nusach is wrong, this is the proper Nusach. I don't care what some have, I'll tell you this is the correct Nusach. And a Tam often did that with Menachem as well. Here we have an example of Rebbe Natan being a maverick, not as far as Kisva Yad, as far as the correct Nusach in the Gemara, not the correct variant of the text, but the correct custom. Says Rebbe Natan, you want to ask me why they blow Machios, Zichronos and Shofros, Shvarim, Truah and Shvarim Truah, each one having a different one? Because they are wrong. Rather, here Rebbe Natan, B'mekomenu, Rebbe Natan says, from now we're starting to do it correctly. With Koah, Gam Azichronos Ashofros Tashrak from Malchios. Tashrak is what we call Tashrak. Tia, Shvarim Trua, Tia. Rabbi Natan says, no, you should have Tashrat for all of them. Tashrat would be what we would call the Yotel Chaldeus approach, the most machmir approach, because there you have a Shvarim and a Trua. Rabbi Natan said, don't do what you do. Make sure there's a Tashrat by all three, because the Rambam's right. We presume, if it's Shvarim, it's not Trua. If it's Shvarim, Trua, it's not either of those. Do all three. If you do all three, then you're going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah L'Chaldeos. But don't just do Shvarim or just do Trua. That was true with Rabbi Natan and the local environs. But what about the vast majority of Jews that did a Shvarim or a Trua or Shvarim Trua? And according to the Rambam, they're not Yotzei for most of Musaf. Says Tosfos, Venira, Sheish Tzas Yitim Tama Minot Shilanu. I can explain to you perhaps a little bit of why it is that we have a custom, which seems strange, to blow three opinions which disagree with each other at three different times. Says Tosfos, because in reality, Rabosai, when is a person fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tzvi HaShofar? When's the first time? Tzvi HaShofar, Yishuv, we call it. You make the bracha of Shofar, make the bracha of Shechianu. We could be sitting down, even though we don't sit down. We could be sitting down because it's not Shmoneh Esrei. We have 30 kolos. Says the Tosfos, Kevan Shasu Yeshiva. What they did, and then Yeshiva doesn't mean sitting down. It means you could be sitting down because it's not Shmoneh Esrei. Kolos Veichol Shel Torah Veshel Sofrim. They did everything. They did 30 kolos. They could go home. Many women go home after that. They did the mitzvah. Well, Choshu Lachzer Velasus B'Shas Tila El Steicha Deraisa. They weren't concerned. For the davening, just to be make sure to do a little bit more, just for matos lechemes and shofros, to do this when you're okay, do this you're okay, because are we fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar with that? No. Did the mitzvah of shofar, so now it's for a little bit lesser seis, to be a little bit better. So, a little bit better, we could do trua or shvarim trua. The Tosfos think this is a great chat. The Tosfos say in their Shabbos Shul drasha and shul? Probably not. Tosfos says, Nireh sheish tzas liting tam. It's not sound like he's saying rah rah rah. Great approach. Sounds like working backwards with the Eved, that's what we can say. But clearly, according to the Ritzva, everything is great. According to the Ritzva, says Rav Haidon, says everyone agrees, that's why we do it. Tosa says maybe there's a way of giving a little bit of yishuv. Nevertheless, both customs came down to the days of the Shulchan Aruch. From source 11, the first source on page 3, says the Shulchan Aruch. The mainstream approach is Malchios Tashrat Hamachas, Zichronos Tashat, Ushofros Tarat. Here the Shulchan Aruch has it one way, others have it a slightly different way. We have Malchios has Tashrat, Zichronos just Tashat, and Shofros just Tarat. The middle that comes clearly from where? Either the Ritva or Bali Tosfos, that says that even though we don't understand it, that's the way we do it. We have three different approaches: Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. However, says the Ramah, not so fast. V'yesh omrim shetoken Tashrat u'malchios pamachas v'chein zechronos v'chein l'shofros. And in the parentheses, which is not written by the Shulchan Aruch, but who put it in the parentheses? Who's that coming from? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said, no, no, no. That's very shver. That doesn't make any sense. We have to do malchios, zechronos, and shofros. Each needs tfios to say their brachos. Each needs to have brachos and tfios. Therefore, we do tashrat for all three. So we have both menhagim from the days of the Tosfos, days of the Rav Haidon, days of the Ritva, called halach l'maisa Shulchan Aruch. Ad kan jemi Shulchan Aruch. That's it. Those two menhagim are quoted. That's it. Problem is, in almost every shul that I know of, we don't do the first approach. We don't do the second approach. For Machios, Zichronos and Shofros, we do Shvarim, Tashat, Trua, Tarat, and then Shvarim, Trua, Tashrat. All three. We're firmer than the Rabbi Natan. We mix everything up in most shuls. So it says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's not going anywhere. There are some that still would do it the way the Shulchan Aruch says. But most approach, the approach that many have outside of certain communities, is to mix it up. Where does that come from? That's not Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said, we add just Tashrat. Yet according to the opinion of most communities, everything has everything. Tashrat, Tarat, and Tashrat. That comes ostensibly from the Mishnah Berurah. It says Mishnah Berurah in Source 12, quoting the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham already said, the Prima Dadim, so Prima Dadim said, "Uveshalok hasav, haderecha mufchar, letzkoa, tashrat, tashat, tarat, lamalchios, chen zechronos, chen l'shofros." Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Dadim, the Shalok HaSav says, no. Out, you're in a time, you're in a time. Do even better. Mix everything up for each one. This is the minhag in the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, to have everything for every one of the brachos. But it's strange. Shulchan Aruch has two approaches, and the approach that most of Klal Yisrael adapts is from a shalah. A little bit incongruous. So in reality, even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, the Prima Dadim doesn't quote it, this source also really is found in the Rishonim. Tosfos themselves quote the Aruch. The Aruch was even earlier than Rin Hatam, written by Rav Nassin of Roma, quoted by Tosfos, which means it was earlier than Tosfos, already seems to have the minhag of blowing all three for all three. The Shulti Dibarim is printed on the side of the Rif, in small letters, on the side of the Rif in the top corner. The Shulti Dibarim also quotes the minhag to blow all three for each of the brachos. So even though the Mishnah quotes it from the Prima Dadim, from the Shalah, that also is Yisod HaBahar Bei Kodesh, it's a much earlier minhag, even though it's not quoted in the pages of Shulchan Aruch, so much later. And that's what we have within Klal Yisrael, many different minhagim. There are some that will blow Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros just the way it should be, just Shvarim, just Shua, just Shvarim, Shua. And many will do the opinion of the Shalah, which really is the Aruch and the Shilta Gibarim, both Rishonim, to have each one have all three. There are some Mavzorim that are very smart. They don't want to get involved in communal politics. So they write, after Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros, Kan Totem Tetios. Here you blow Shofar. Osgol says the exact recipe, what you do. But then, if you're in a community which is not doing that, you're in trouble. So, if they write Kan Token, you have to do whatever they do, you should do. Yet, if I'm not mistaken, the majority of Klal Yisrael does the way the Shalah quotes from the, even though he's not quoting, from the Aruch, and from the Shulta Dibarim, to have each one of the three brachos have all three. Until now, we presumed that each of the opinions correlates to ours, whether it's a Shvarim or a Trua or a Shvarim Trua, but we're just not sure which one is correct. Yet, in reality, in the days of the Rishonim, there was another machlokes as to what a Trua was. So far, we've seen we're not sure if it's a Trua as a Trua, what we call Trua, we're not sure if it's a Shvarim or Shvarim Trua. However, there's machlokes Rashi Tosfos as to what a Trua should be. And that machlokes is not only nodeya for what a trua should be, the machlokes is also nodeya for its tia. Says the Mishnah in Source 13, shir tkia to trua, shir trua to shalosh yevavos. Tkia needs to be the exact same length as a trua. So whatever length your tkia is determined by whatever length the trua is. For example, we know we have a Rishtavshir here who is an expert Baal Toteya, blows for the yeshiva. If you blow a beautiful Shvarim Trua, then you have to make sure that the Tia, both before and Tia, after, is longer. The Shvarim Trua, by definition, takes longer than just a Trua, just a Shvarim. If you blow a Shvarim, the Tia can be shorter, because the Tia needs to be the same length, at least, as the Shvarim and Trua have to be between it. That's what the Mishnah says in Source 13, Shia Tia to Trua. But then the Mishnah continues, Shia Trua, what is a Shia Trua? What is a Trua? What is that broken sound? The three short sounds. Shalosh shivalos. Three short sounds. So there are 2 points in this Mishnah. Number one, like you see in the parentheses, Tia has to be the shalosh shivalos. Tia has to be the exact same size as the valos in between, the trua in between. But what is a trua? Trua is three valos. Three short sounds. Says Rashi, shalosh shivalos, shalosh kolos ba'alma kol shivu. Three tiny sounds. According to Rashi, what was the trua they blew? Two, two, two. That's it. Imagine. They had, in shul, tia, du, shvari, tia, du, trua, du, 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 tia, du. That was Rashi's tia, trua. That was it. There's two different points according to that. Firstly, According to Rashi, if a vesh is different trua than everyone else has ever seen. Just three sounds. But secondly, it also means that the bare minimum for a tekiya is how quick? Very quick. Very, very quick. If a tekiya means it has to be as short or as long as what's between it, if this is a trua, do, that means that how long is a tekiya? That's already a tekiya. Which leaves us with the problem. What's the problem? The problem is then, what's a shvarim? If a trua is da-da-da, a tekiya is da, then what's a shvarim? Says the Tosfos in source 16, it said in source 15, according to Rashi, you're right. You have to be very make sure to have shvarim be very short. Not too hot, not too cold, just in the middle. But mamash in the middle. Because if it's too long, it becomes a tzitzia. Too short, it's a trua. So it says the Tosfos, so it comes to Rashi, not only do you have to make sure the trua is going to be three kolos, but you have to make sure that the trua is going to define the tzitzia. And the tzitzia has to be very short, because if it's too long, if you have to make sure the shvarim is very short, because if the shvarim is too long, it then becomes a tekiya. That's the opinion of Rashi. That trua, bare minimum, is three sounds, and furthermore, if you blow something a little too long, it's already going to be the length of those three sounds together, which is what we call a tekiya. Tosfos disagrees. Says Tosfos in Surah 16, Shir trua kushal shivavos. What does three yevavos mean? Rashi said three yevavos means three short sounds. One, two, three. Says Tosfos, no. It means three groups of three. What we call our trua. It means da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Or as we would say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That is a trua. So Rashi said three yevavos means da-da-da. That's it. Three short sounds. Says Tosfos in Surah 16, Harivav, Harivav, Rav Mefarshim, no. Yevava hu shalosh tokos shokoshu. Each yevava is really three short sounds. So if we say that a trua is three yevavos, in mathematics, what does three yevavos mean? Nine short sounds. Each yevava is three short sounds. We need three yevavos. That means we have nine short sounds, which is our trua. So whereas according to Rashi, how many sounds was a trua? Three sounds, and that defined a trua. But it also defined the tekiya as being very short. So short that you might mix it up with a shvarim and a tekiya. Tosfos says no. A tekiya could be the same length of the trua, which is nine sounds, which makes the tekiya able to be much longer. So again, according to Rashi, a trua had to be three sounds. That means a tekiya was already a tekiya if it was the length of three sounds, which means the shvarim had to be very, very short. But according to Tosfos, a trua was how many sounds? Nine sounds, which means that a tekiya could be the same span of nine sounds, which means a tekiya is much longer. So shvarim, if I blow shvarim, perfectly fine. Because that's less than nine sounds. Major machlokas, again, not only as far as what a trua is, but how it impacts a tekiya. According to Rashi, a tekiya is going to be able to be very, very short, which means you have to make sure your shvarim is not too long, because then it would be a tekiya. As opposed to according to Tosfos, tekiya is very long. So medium-sized shvarim is definitely okay. How do we pass it in? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Surah 17, Yesh amrim shir trua k'shalosh yevavos. Some say, like Rashi's approach, it's three short sounds. Ulefizeh, stepping on the bold, tzarech lizehar shel yarech b'shever k'shalosh yetamrutin. You have to make sure that the shvarim is very short. Because in the opinion of Rashi, that a trua is da-da-da. If your shvarim is that length, you might call it a shvarim, but what is it really? A tekiya. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch further, Yesh Omrim, in the second line, to the end of the line, Shashir Yevava Gimotermetin, that each Yevava is three short sounds, which means if we need three Yevavos, how many sounds do we need? Nine sounds. And then, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shir Trua Kshosh Yevavos. It's going to be nine sounds, and therefore, if he's at the very end of the seventh, Surah 17, Ein Lachlish Imherich Tzas B'Shvarim. You don't need to be concerned if you make the Shvarim too long. Because if you have 9 short sounds worth, is what your tefillah is, your shvarim is medium, it's going to be okay. That is the opinion of Tosfos. How do we paskin? So most shuls do I Tosfos. We have 9 short blasts. The tefillah is the size of the 9 short blasts, and the shvarim is going to be medium sized. That's a shvarim. That's okay. According to Rashi, would be a tefillah. However, what's good for some people is not good for others. Little Yosef Dov Halevi, little Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he was not Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he was much younger, said, I don't understand. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I never heard Rabbi Soloveitchik say this when he was younger or when he was older. It's Rosh Hashanah. We're going to suffice with just Tosfos' opinion? Let's do every opinion. We're Bristers. Let's be Yosef Chaladeos. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I have the following chap. Let's make sure that we guarantee each shvarim is very short. How do we guarantee each shvarim is very short? That it would be okay even according to Rashi, and it's not to be called a tefillah. If you make it just with a stopwatch, that's not good enough. But if you build into the shvarim a guarantee that it's very short, your race is recovered. So how do you build it into the shvarim? To utu. To make the shvarim, instead of being one flat sound, but it's just 2 sounds, then obviously it'll be shorter than the trua. Because trua is how many sounds, according to Rashi? 3 sounds. Da-da-da. If you make the shvarim into 2 sounds, you know that the shvarim is shorter than its tia, and it's going to be okay. Which is why they do this in the Yayu Beis Medrash after davening, where Rabbi Soloveitchik, according to Rav Shefter, source 18, Nefesh Rav, said 2 things. Firstly, everyone should blow shvarim as utu. Utu means you're guaranteeing the shvarim is very short. And therefore, it's never going to be too long, even in the opinion of Rashi, that would never be confused with its tia. But then, all you're doing is the opinion of Rashi. What about the opinion of Tosfos? So Rav Shechter says, quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, that if the shvarim are very short, perhaps Tosfos will not think that's correct, because according to Tosfos, shvarim should be longer, just like a trua is longer. Therefore, Rav Soloveitchik said, little Yosef Dov Halevi said, we should make 5 shvarim. 5 utu shvarim. Utu, 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 utu. What do you have there? How many sounds do we have in 5 utus? 10 sounds. Therefore, it's long enough, according to Tosfos, to have the equivalent of 9 sounds, which is Tosfos' trua. But it's also short enough that each shvarim will not be too long to be considered Rashi's tefillah. And therefore, Rabbi Soloveitchik liked this so much, told it to his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who sent it to the Zayde, Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim liked it. Rav Chaim got the schumra from the Rav, the little Rav, when he was a little kid. And he did the brisk, and that's the way Rabbi Soloveitchik did it in Maimonides and his minion in Boston. That was the chumra of Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Yotzei, the Shvarim, Utu, on the one hand, and also the opinion of making sure it's long enough, you have a lot of shvarim, that if it has to be parallel to the trua, which is 9 sounds, you have 10 sounds, which means it's parallel, yotzei l'chaladeus. Needless to say, most minyanim do not do this. This brisker chumrah, which is the brisker chumrah, is not the way most tzfusos shall do it. Usually we say we're drawing from to tosos. We do shvarim, medium-sized shvarim, that's okay, it's not too long, not too short, just right, the way the shofar should be. There's one other machlokas as far as the trua. The third machlokas. First machlokas is what is a trua? Second machlokas is how many sounds? And third machlokas is how many breaths? If you maintain that a shvarim trua was supposed to replace a trua, does that mean shvarim trua or shvarim trua? We have 2 opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in source 19, Dimot shvarim trua, the tashrat, the 3 shvarim and trua of tashrat, yesh omrim she'en v'tzaruch v'azosim neshima achas. Some say, you don't need to do it in one breath. Shvarim, trua. Yesh omrim, shvitaruch v'azosim neshima achas. Some say, you have to do them in the same breath. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yerushimayim, yotzei dekuon. For people that have fear of heaven, tiyotim yushov yasim neshima achas. Shimistim umad yasim neshimos. According to the Shulchan Aruch, try to do both. Sometimes do 2 breaths, sometimes 1 breath. This way, yotzei, all opinions. It says the Ramah, minach ha-pashut lasus b'chol ha-kol beiz neshimos in l'shanos. The minach in our community, says the Ramah, in Ashkenaz, we always do it, shvarim, trua, two breaths. Some are even machmir to do take a real breath, a brisker breath. Sharim, do, trua, do. But most don't do that. They don't have a major neshima, but they have some breath to make sure it's not the exact same thing. What's strange is that in most Tfutos Yisrael, even Ashkenazim ignore the Ramah. In most communities, we keep the Shulchan Aruch's approach, which is to do some with one breath, some with two breaths. Why not? We also see both opinions. That's not the opinion of the Ramah. Ramah says, no. I have greater places, I'm telling you to do two breaths. Nevertheless, many communities do one and two, we yotze l'chala deos. My focus will be shown him again, if it's supposed to be two breaths or one breath. But we do know that tfiyos, the truos specifically, are correlated with crying. The tfiyos, the postman tell us, are supposed to be laughing. That's why we have Yom Simchastam. On happy days, we build the tfiyos. But truos, correlated with crying. Says the Avodrum in verse 20, what is the crying nature of the tfiyos, of the truos? Amar Medrash, Sheb Rosh Hashanah Nekad Yitzchak Adabe Mizbeach. It says in the Medrash that Rosh Hashanah was the Akedah, as we know. Oso Hayom, in that day, Shama Sara Imenu, Bat Yitzchak, Vayabev, Bat Yalel. Sara Imenu heard about the Akedah. Says the Medrash, she laughed. But then she cried. She cried bitterly. That's the truah that we have. Throwback to the day that our grandmother, our dear Sarah Imenu, was crying for the Akedah. Sarah Imenu, crying for the Akedah, why was she crying? Says the Elif HaMagin, perished in the bottom of the Matei Ephraim. The Matei Ephraim, as they say, wrote the book on El, Chodesh El and the Yom Naraim. So the Matei Ephraim, in some editions, has a perish in the bottom called the Elif HaMagin. In a footnote, the Elif HaMagin, he quotes from the Chassidish Svarim, source 21. The reason Sarah cried the Akedah was because of a Svarim. What happened to Sarah? Why was she crying? She heard that her son Yitzchak ascended Har Maria, ascended the altar, was bound tightly to be shechted, and instead a ram was shechted. She cried bitterly when hearing that her son wasn't shechted. She thought maybe it was a psul. Says the Svarim. Imagine what happened. Sari Menu had her one son. She davened for that son for decades. Finally she has that son. And he had the chance to be an Ola Tamima, a carbon on his Mizbeach. And he wasn't. Contrary to what most mothers might think, says the Medrash, Sarah cried, Ayvei, I brought up my son to reach his potential. He missed it by that much. For that Sarah cried. For that her soul left, said the Svarim. He almost reached his potential, and he didn't. That's worth crying. And therefore, when we cry every year on the shofar, we have the tzchiyah, which is a happy sound. But the sad sound of the trua, ay, we groan, we cry, we ask ourselves, did we reach our potential? Do we have what to cry for? But we know that the next year, Hashem, we will have what to laugh for. We'll know that instead of the past year, where perhaps we reached our potential almost, but we didn't, the next year, Bez Hashem, will be a year we should all, Bez Hashem, have a chsiva, the chsima tova, Shnas Osher v'Chavod, Shnas Simcha, Lanu u'Chol Yisrael v'Chol Makom Shehem.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Mabrook. We'll start again in a couple of minutes.